Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
40. Amen. Verses 28, salute, to 31. Amen. Says, don't you know? Haven't you heard? The eternal God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, doesn't grow tired or become weary. His understanding is beyond reach. He gives strength to those who grow tired and increases the strength of those who are weak. Even young people, where's my young people? Amen. I know there's some of you in the room this morning. Even young people grow tired and become weary, and young men will stumble and fall. But the strength of those who wait with hope in the Lord will be renewed. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and won't become weary. They will walk and won't grow tired. Amen. Title of my message, for those of you that are taking notes this morning, is Wait, Renew, and Mount Up. Amen. How many of you in this room like waiting? Right? If we're honest, most of us don't. Why? Because waiting requires patience. It requires time. It requires stillness. It can be long. Amen. If you're like me, I'm in line. We're in lines a lot of our lives. Amen. And I always seem to get in the wrong line. Amen. I'm in line and it's just like, I always start to notice that one's moving. Whether you're in traffic, whether you're in a store, amen. And me, who I already know, I do this, I move. And the minute I get there, it stops moving. I change things, amen. And it's just like, because I'm impatient, right? So I want the quick, I want the fast, I want to move, I want to go, I want to get out, amen. And so I can be impulsive that way, amen. And what often happens to me, it makes me wait longer. Stillness, I mean, it can be long, it can be uncertain, it can be tiring or even exhausting to wait. It can be disappointing. Ladies, getting impatient can make you go in the wrong direction. It can make you give up or quit. We can forfeit things because we don't want to wait. Amen. We can make impulsive moves that cost us greatly. I know we are impulsive, many of us, by nature, and the cost of that we don't consider, amen, when we move on impulse. It can delay us. Like I said, I've made that move, and where I was not patient, it cost me more time, amen, and it can derail us. It can take you off track, women of God. However, waiting can reward us. It can bring new life to us. It can reveal things. It can grow things. It can create new connections and opportunities and relationships. Remember, patience is a virtue. What or who and even how are you waiting? Where are you placing your trust? Where are you placing your expectation this morning? What are you hoping for? Amen. The stipulation in the Word of God is to wait. A stipulation is a condition, an agreement, a requirement. Wait in the Hebrew is kavach, right? Jews go. It means to expect with hope, anticipation, and to trust. It also means to be intertwined. The two become one. The Father and I are one. Isn't that what Jesus tells us? And he wants for us to be one with the Father like he is. He wants us to intertwine, to become so close to the Father that we don't know where he begins and we end. That's the closest, that's the intimacy that God wants us to have with the Father. And that takes waiting on the Lord, that takes patience, that takes, amen, being still, trusting God, that he always has in mind and in heart what's best for you and I. He sees way ahead of us, right? He's the author, he's the finisher, and he's all the in-between, ladies. It's the in-between stuff that you and I get impulsive, that you and I get derailed, that you and I veer off, amen, because we don't want to wait on the Lord. Oh, God doesn't know what I need. He's not moving fast enough, amen? And God's like, wait, girl, just wait. God had to just grab me by the hair sometimes. ¿A dónde vas? Don't move. Amen. There was often times in my husband's backslidden condition that I would get in the way. You know, 10 years is a long time to wait for me, for you, but not for the Lord. 10 years can be 10 minutes to God. Amen. So I get it. There are times that time stands still. But God tells us to wait. Psalms 20 says that some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we, say I, will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen. In that place of waiting, in that waiting room, amen. We've all been in waiting rooms, amen, this morning. One thing that happens good in the waiting room is that your name gets called. Your name gets called, amen. We are waiting on God, and he knows your name, and he will call your name in due time, in due season. Women, do not faint, do not grow weary, because God knows your name. We heard last night about Hagar, amen, the God who sees, the God who hears, but he's also the God that knows your name, amen. There's only one of you, unless you're a twin, but even that, amen. He knows you. Some of us have shifted where we place our trust and hope. Some of us have trust issues, lost expectations. We have been let down, even in the church. And that, my sisters, can take your strength, it can weary your soul, and it can shift your heart. Women of God, kingdom daughters, what does God need to renew in you again? What has lost strength within you? What has taken your strength? Where are you placing your strength? What has grown weary? What has made you faint? What has unraveled you? What has you tangled up? Is it discouragement? Is it doubt, fear? Are you grieving a loss? Are you in hopelessness? Loneliness? Are you still dealing with shame? Amen. Are you confused about something? Are you in a place of decision and you're wavering between two opinions? Is it your husband? Or not having a husband? Maybe it's your kids and where they're at and what they're doing. Maybe it's your job. You're sick of that job. Maybe you're burnt out. Maybe it's your hormones. Oh, I got a yay, amen. All right. All right. Is it insecurity? You know, we get insecure in places that need healing. Right? Things start to speak. They come out of us, amen. They reveal us, amen. But like we heard last night, we're not always self-aware. I asked the ladies in my church, I don't know if they remember, but it's like, man, I'm going to menopause. We need a code. If I start acting, I heard a brother say, menopause, right? I'm in menopause, you know, because I don't want to snap on people. So we need a code, you know, code meanie. I don't know. Time out, sister. You're in your hormones right now. Amen. Maybe you lack confidence. Maybe your faith is fractured. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Remember the name of the Lord. When you're in a place of waiting, remember the name of the Lord. We get so focused on its sickness, its finances, it's my children, the symptom, the cause, amen, the root, the situation, amen, what our feelings are going through, amen, but we don't remember the name of the Lord. And we have to remember the name of the Lord because the name of the Lord is above all names, right? So whatever that thing you're calling that is taking from you, that is burning you out, that is causing you to come out of yourself and be somebody you're not, amen, whatever that is, amen, remember the name of the Lord. And speak the name of the Lord. Father, you're my provider. You're my healer. You're my peace. You're my shalom. I come into that peace, God. We have been afforded such a beautiful presence of God, so much that it's like, God, I don't want to move. I don't want to go home too, God. I don't want to continue in. Amen. God just kind of tucks us away at conferences like this. And he brings us into a place out of the natural. Oh, isn't he good? Remember the name of the Lord. Amen. We were singing, some of these songs are new, so I don't even know their names. Amen. But as we were worshiping, I heard the Lord say, I'm creating an upper room for you this morning. Come up and wait. Come to the upper room with me and wait. Ladies, if you have a husband, because not all of us do, but we do have the Lord as our husband, right? He is a covering, a headship. And maybe you're sitting here this morning thinking, my husband's not strong. He isn't covering me or protecting me. He isn't loving me right. And you resent that. You resent that you have to be the strong one, the loving one, the one who handles everything, amen? And you're beginning to lean into that, and you have lost faith and trust in your husband. Some of you have lost respect, and that will put a tear in your marriage. Some of you have lost your way within yourself. You're looking back at what was instead of what could be and should be this morning. Some of you have regret in your heart, and that is robbing you in so many ways, women. You are existing, but you're not living. You're not hoping for the new that God can bring or do in your life. Your heart is blocked. Some of you need a new lens. Something is blocking. Hold on. That's why I don't use these things. Amen. I'm usually paper. Hallelujah. I got scared. Amen. Some of you need a new lens. Amen. Something is blocking your view and you can't see clearly. Your vision is blurred. That's why you keep going in the wrong direction. You keep missing the mark. Amen. Something is obstructing your heart this morning. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Some of you have a sick heart this morning. Something is there that God needs to come for, that God needs to reach into. Amen. Because some of those things are seated in there deeply. Some of those things we have pushed down so deep in order to keep moving. Amen. And that's not God. That's like God telling you, hold your breath. God wants to heal. He's near to the brokenhearted, amen. He is healer of emotions, of mind, of soul, of body. He heals all of it, ladies. But you gotta let him in. I mean, I was the kid that always got hurt. I always fell. I always cut myself. I always touched the wrong thing, amen. And I know that it's. I have this one scar on my leg, and I got off a bar stool and the screw just like cut into my leg, and my dad grabbed me and he's like, I gotta put some alcohol in there. And it's like, no, leave it alone, let it bleed, let it stay. But he knew what he needed to do. so that it wouldn't get worse, so that it wouldn't get infected. Amen. And often we're afraid to let God touch those painful things, those deep-seated things in us. Amen. No, God, I just want to forget about that. And God's like, that's not healthy for you this morning. Amen. Some of you are stuck in the same place because it's familiar, because it's comfortable. We heard about blind spots last night. You don't know it's there until you hit something, huh? Oh, I didn't see that. And God wants to come for those blind spots, ladies. God is bringing us into maturity, into growth, into spirituality, amen. And self-awareness is one of those things that does that, because it's like, you know what? I own it, I admit it, I confess it, I repent of it, I make myself accountable about it, amen, because I don't want to stay in it. Amen. And we have been in stuff for so long. We have been certain ways so long that it's like, we don't like change. We don't like accountabilities. But when you're accountable, then people know where you're at. You don't tell nobody where you're at, and then you're out in a mess and like, nobody cares. Nobody's called me. But girl, they don't know where you're at, right? But you want us to find you. Where are you at? You don't, it's my business where I'm at. And it's like, then don't cry when we can't come for you. Praise the Lord. Giving that for free. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we are the last ones to see it. And we keep running into walls, like I said. Amen. And that, ladies, can bring despair. And they can make you want to give up or run. Right? It's easier to run sometimes. But you know what? When you get to the next place, you're there. And you're the same person. So you can keep going from place to place, because you know what? You take you with you. So you might as well be still, wait on the Lord, get in that operating room, and let God do what God can do for your life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth as a witness against you today. Ooh, okay, here we go. The Lord's speaking to us. That I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore you shall choose life, that you may live, you and your descendants. Okay, it's not just about you and me. We got women, we got sons and daughters, amen, behind us, that we are standing and holding ground for, that we are waiting on God for, amen. That's why God's telling us and trying to train us and trying to walk us back into places of waiting. Don't be impulsive. Don't make a move. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get ahead of God, amen, because it's not just about you. Most of us in this room, amen, are raising children, or we have nieces, or we have nephews, or we have grandchildren, amen. We're all connected, okay? So whether you know it or not, people are watching your life, and you make impact one way or the other, amen. And so here the Lord is commending us. The Lord is telling us, choose life, amen. Choose blessing. We have a choice. He's not choosing for us, amen. He's not going to make you choose, but he sure is trying to encourage us this morning, amen. We can just, because of the things on the inside, because of the moves that we've made, because of the blind spots that we have, amen, we often choose for us. What's convenient? What's easy? What's in it for me? Amen. And we're now in the kingdom of God. Amen. The Trinity that we lived on before was me, myself, and I. Amen. But we are now under the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we are required to wait. Amen. To be in a place of expectation, of a hope, of trust with God, becoming so intertwined with God. Amen. That we reflect the Father, that we don't talk the same, and we don't act the same, amen. There should be change. There should be transformation, amen. There should be renewal in your life. I'm a new creation. Isn't that what the Bible says? But we still look old. Hallelujah, because we hang on to the old ways because they're familiar and they're comfortable. And we've been there a long time. We heard last night, that doesn't make you a bad person. We're just people with a past, people with hurts, people with blind spots, people with habits and patterns. Amen. But we are a new creation. We say that by faith, and eventually our lives get there, right? Choose life and choose blessing this morning. Some of us here, God is reminding us to choose, amen, just as he reminded Israel, amen. And this was spoken to Israel regarding obedience and disobedience. Ooh. Those of you that have children, don't we all want obedient children? Doesn't it burn you out? Doesn't it frustrate you when they don't obey? Thank God, God is patient and God is long-suffering. Amen. But he addresses his people to obey. And why do we obey? Because we love him. What you decide to do, whether to obey or disobey, amen, will bring you either reward or a reaping in that choice. Some of us need renewed choosing, amen. We don't know how to make healthy choices. We don't. Hey, maybe we weren't taught. Maybe it's those patterns and those cycles in our lives that we keep choosing the same thing, doing the same thing, amen. But we want to come in into reaping a good harvest. We want the Lord to reward, amen, the things that we are obeying in his kingdom again, because he is a rewarder. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Sisters, I encourage you to choose life and to choose blessings. I know sometimes our surroundings and our circumstances can feel cursed, right? Man, I can't catch a break. I've been waiting on this situation for so long, and it's not moving. Choose blessing anyway. Choose life in spite of. What did you find? Enlighten us. Amen. And why do we choose blessing anyways? Why do we choose life? Amen. So that our children and their children can inherit life in the kingdom. Well, how do I do that? I'm glad you asked. Mount up. Mount up. Get up. Amen. A butterfly on an eagle's back in the natural, it's unseen. I've never seen it. Amen. A butterfly was not created to soar. It was created to flutter and float. Amen. Its flight is gentle, low level. It was created as a work of beauty, which comes from process and transformation through a metamorphosis. Amen. But in the supernatural, we as God's delicate creations can soar. We can soar on eagle's wings, amen? Trust him in the process. Trust him in the season. Trust him in the transformation, amen? He knows the beginning from the end, amen? I remind us today that he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith walk. And when God starts something, he doesn't leave it halfway, amen? That relationship, this commitment to us, amen, he's going to see us through to the end, ladies, and all that it's going to take to get us there. Amen. We may never see, ladies, we're never going to see a butterfly carrying an eagle on its back, right? Well, we should be more likely, by chance, some chance, we might be able to see a butterfly on an eagle's back. In other words, God isn't looking for us to be strong. He doesn't need our strength. He needs us to trust that he is strong. He is strong. When you are weak, he is strong. Amen. When you are weak, He is strong. When you are weak, He is strong. Amen. Lean into that. Amen. Trust in that. He is the strong one. Amen. He is the mighty one to save this morning. He doesn't look to us for strength. He looks for us to trust in Him, to mount up, get on that eagle's wing. Amen. And come higher with the Lord. Get up. Look up. That's where our help comes from. Get up, women of God. Don't let that thing keep you down. Amen. Don't let that thing burn you out. Don't let that thing keep you in discouragement and hopelessness, in loneliness, in shame. Amen. Mount up. Mount up, amen. Let something in you get up, amen, because the greatness of God is within you. You are a woman of authority. You are a woman with a voice, amen. You are a woman connected to the kingdom. And all that is His belongs to us. He shares with us freely, amen, but we don't mount up. We don't take up what God extends to us, amen. You know, butterflies and eagles, they don't fly in the same airspace or heights. It's not like you see a butterfly and there goes an eagle. They don't fly in the same space. Eagles can soar up to 15,000 feet. So we don't have the same view. A butterfly is used to ease and beautiful surroundings. An eagle was created to soar and prey. Eagles are majestic creatures. Butterflies are frail and delicate. They need protection and safe spaces. But when you and I mount up in God's strength, we can soar above our circumstances, our surroundings. We can go to a higher, a clearer, a deeper, and supernatural perspective. We can soar to new heights of hope, women, new places of joy, of fulfillment, of security, of freedom. Amen. The heavy things can fall off. Did you know that when eagles, let's say they lose a feather on this side, they'll pull one off of the other side because they need balance. Amen. An eagle is always in balance, amen. We get out of balance, we get out of whack, amen. We get knocked off course, amen. But the eagle can soar because he's steadfast, he's always in balance, amen. And those are the wings that God tells us to mount up. That is the place that we can soar with God, amen. God is always steadfast. Not only can we rely on His strength, but that He is steady. That He's not moved. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, ladies, to let Him bring the new strength that your heart needs this morning, that your mind may need, that your soul, which is everything inside of you, amen. Let Him bring new strength to that. Let Him show you what your situation looks like to Him. And through Him, 15,000 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet, it's a way different view. And you know what? When you're that high, what's big to us is small to Him. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Sister Miranda ministered off this scripture on Wednesday, and she kind of leaned into it about having childlike faith, right? I don't know if, it's kind of a example that might not land everywhere, amen. I remember when my dad would put me on his shoulders, and I just felt like I was on top of the world, and I felt safe, and I could see things that I couldn't normally see as a little girl down here, amen. And the Lord wants to put you on His shoulders this morning and bring you back to security, bring you back to a place that you just feel like you're on top of the world, because He holds it all. Amen. He wants to gather that little girl. He tells us to have childlike faith. Amen. Children abandon themselves to what you say. What you say is the word, right? They take you at your word. If you make them a promise, you said, you promised, amen. They hold you to it, right? But they also trust you, like, okay, we're safe. My mom's 86. And you know, when we get older, we kind of become childlike again. And I'm seeing that in my mother-daughter relationship. It's like the roles are reversed. My mom is trusting me to make, it's 30 minutes already? To make all the decisions for her right now. And you know, it was easier with my kids than it is with my mom to make those decisions, because I don't want to take her ability to decide. I don't want her to make her feel like she can't, you know? But she looks at me like a little girl sometimes, like, lo que tú digas, you know? Even on small things. And, you know, God wants us to keep trusting and leaning into him like little girls sometimes. Amen. Some of us here don't know how to abandon ourselves to God that way, or we used to and we're not anymore. We have become cynical. We have become critical. We're doing things in our own strength. Amen. We're not trusting him. We're not coming up to those places with the Lord. Amen. We have come into places where we are impatient and frustrated. We're leaning into our own understanding. Amen. Which leads to breaking trust. And we don't submit to God. And we aren't anticipating greater heights in our faith walk. We're not dreaming about heavenly places with God. No longer passionate like when we first believed. Amen. I know that life has hit some of you in this room hard. Some of you have had some old wounds reopened or encountered some new ones. Amen. And you're hurting. You're doubting for your situation. Sister, let God come in. Believe again. Amen. He's done it in the past. Amen. He can do it again. He's not done with you. He's not finished with you. Amen. He hasn't left you. Our God is trustworthy. Women, daughters of God, kingdom, royalty. Amen. Let's be renewed of heart, mind, and soul. Let's commit again to waiting upon the Lord and to let him renew us in his strength. Let's position ourselves to mount up and to soar on eagle's wings. Amen. Let go and let God. Amen. Let him do a new thing, a fresh thing. Amen. Be released from those weary things. Amen. The heaviness. Amen. Come and let God quicken your spirit once again. Get up from that fainted heart. Don't leave this weekend an old soul. Don't leave an old soul. I'm going to declare this over this assembly of women. And it is Psalms 20, verse 9, 1 through 9. It says, the Lord will answer you in times of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob will protect you. He will send you help from his holy place and support you from Zion. He will remember all your grain offerings and look with favor on your burnt offerings. He will give you your heart's desire and carry out all your plans. We will joyfully sing about your victory. We will have our flags in the name of our God. The Lord will fulfill all your requests. Now I know that the Lord will give victory to his anointed king. He will answer him from his holy heaven with mighty deeds of his powerful hand. Some rely on chariots and others on horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. 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 If we boast, we boast in the Lord.